Welcome back. We're here with Vince Albanese, CEO and founder of Haven Healthville. Vince, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
Vince is an innovator and successful serial entrepreneur whose skills span decades of success and cutting-edge innovation. Tell us about Haven Technologies.
So we're working to simplify the complexity out of healthcare, and though that sounds like it's a big complicated term, it really means letting people know what they should do next. In our world and definition, it's engineering the uncertainty out of the healthcare equation. And that's simple things. It's the phone call that's eliminated. It's the doctor who understands that they're going to get paid. It's the patient who knows when the treatment is going to happen. It's the insurance company who knows that they've got everything that they want.
Right. At every step of the chain, there's uncertainty.
Right.
And the possibility that it just magnifies the problem. Now you have a very personal story here that has inspired you with Haven.
Yeah. So part of my history is unexpectedly got cancer 7 years ago. And so the view from the bed is a lot different than the view from outside the bed watching a process. And uncertainty is just rife through that. And when it's your life or a loved one's life on the line, you want to know what's going on. So the manifestation of uncertainty is having a test and then not getting a response back. What does that prompt? It prompts a phone call to an office where there's no one to answer the phone, to a return call to someone who's not prepared to answer it. So what happens is, this is a chaos theory scenario. So what happens is the butterfly flapping its wings causes cost to ripple through the entire system.
Right.
And that's manifest everywhere. It's the doctor, it's the insurance company, it's government, right? So right. We want to eliminate, reduce that.
So how can government take a more proactive role in becoming part of the solution instead of aggravating the problem?
So it's going to take industry to solve this because it requires cooperation. So government's primary role is to mandate at a high level what should happen, right? But then you've got to stimulate the industry to solve the problem on their own. Otherwise, it becomes too much of a carrot or stick, which is right. Negative. It takes way too long.
And to that extent, you've pursued numerous partnerships to further your endeavor.
Yeah, so the drive for us has been at the state level. So because we're at a blockchain conference here, many of the smaller states are taking a very, very proactive role in the adoption of blockchain because it's a differentiator for them. So work in Delaware, I'll be in Vermont tomorrow. So those kinds of states and taking a proactive role and saying, how can blockchain help around some of these topics is the initiator. The other thing is that we talk about physician burden a lot. And so we're empowering the doctors to do something about this instead of just suffering or complaining. Well, the mechanism to do something about it is to have a voice that can be heard, make an investment in some of this technology that gives them an equal playing, put on the playing field with the other stakeholders, but at around one table. So
I understand. From a regulatory angle, how can the FDA or Health Canada or European Medicines become more involved, or are they more involved currently?
So they are involved. Okay. And this touches on something that's very important, I believe, to the country and certainly to us. And that is the use of industry alliances in order to get something done. So it isn't a one-on-one good idea, because I am solidly against this local optimization thing.
Right.
Right. So if we're going to globally optimize, you've got to have the government sitting down as a participant with the rest of the stakeholders. So work in Delaware, which we're proud of, has us with the Hospital Association, has the Medical Society, the physicians in the state, the Delaware Health Information Network representing the data in the state government, right? But the payer, largest payers in the state, but all sitting around one table, around a common problem.
Right.
And that, we believe, is the enabler for real change, sustainable change.
That makes sense. Now, from a legislative perspective, you touched on what the states are doing. Is there anything that Congress can be doing, should be doing on a federal level that could help not just the cause of Haven Technologies, but help the cause of reducing uncertainty?
I think at this stage, frankly, it's doing less.
Less is more.
Yes. So I'm all in favor of pushing the private sector to solve the problem and giving them some deadlines, right, is how I would leave it.
One issue of great concern to many of our viewers is the notion of data privacy. It takes on particular significance when you're talking about people's healthcare data. Facebook had a relatively infamous issue earlier this year when it was clear that they didn't have a good handle on to the extent to which their users' data, healthcare data, was exposed. How do we fix that, or is that just an ongoing problem that comes part and parcel with the uncertainty of the process?
So everyone would agree, the more you move something sensitive, the more at risk it is. So Facebook's problem wasn't necessarily that they had a problem, it's that they trusted somebody else with that. So a key element in what the blockchain can do is, it isn't so much a matter of, if you give me your data and we put all the world's healthcare data on a blockchain, we're moving it from a place where it is at rest and safe. Even that move to a blockchain is a risky move. So what belongs on a blockchain? So in our opinion, what belongs there is just enough to get a transaction done. It's not all the data. But if you and I are going to interact, it's a little bit of you and a little bit of me causing something to be done. And whatever is behind that is no one else's business. It's part of what the haven in our terminology, is a safe haven for that data. Don't move it. And we think that's a key element of
this. Don't move it, just use what you need to use for that particular instance, that particular transaction.
Exactly.
Terrific. Vince Albanese, thank you for your time. CEO and founder of Haven Health.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The 2019 Converge to Accelerate conference is brought to you by IEEE, the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology. Boehringer Ingelheim, passionately working to improve healthcare. NASCO, advancing digital health together.